sometimes it's just nice to wake up with a big old smile on your face. Good morning from the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's gonna be a good day today.
It's going to be a good day. Today. Hey, 98.9 to Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy.
Yeah, right over there.
You like my new cologne? Can you smell it from here? You know what it is?
You know what?
It's called Canadian Campfire.
I do like that smell. Who doesn't like the smell of a campfire?
It's worse this morning than yesterday, though. 79 to Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. 551 coming up on this Wednesday, Middle Child Wednesday.
They didn't have the kids play outside or go outside at all yesterday in air of caution. But I have been like, okay, can I leave the windows open? Can I not leave the windows open? Can I go outside for a walk or what? Like I told my daughter, don't sleep with your window open tonight. What does she do? She sleeps with her window open. I'm like, oh my God, what a bad mother I am to not even double check. Because it can be very dangerous because of these fine particles, now they're saying, right? That our body is designed to trap any particles that could be dangerous to our lungs and heart.
Mm-hmm.
But these particles are just the right size to bypass
they
that
get
defense
through.
Mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyone with you know, conditions, asthma, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, it's affecting. Now, Ellie, the 3-year-old, has been coughing for the last 2 days. Now, I'm not sure if it's because of this, but I kept her in the house all day yesterday. We really didn't go outside.
How about my freaking husband goes for a run yesterday morning?
That's smart, Morph.
And I'm like, babe, do you not see what's happening? He goes, I'm fine. I'm fine. That's only people who, you know, struggle with something. I'm like, no, I think everybody. Go for a freaking run.
It's definitely thicker than it was yesterday at this time. Mm. I think yesterday at this time it was very minimal. And when I left, did you notice after when you got out of work, you could smell it even more?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The day before I couldn't smell it, but
no,
yesterday.
Yeah.
It was
All
right. Be careful, everyone.
The official forecast from 13YM says smoky haze, poor air quality. And 68 degrees. Nothing about sun or rain or anything like that. So that's it. Tomorrow, same thing with clouds. Possibility of shower in the morning. 63 only for the high tomorrow. So 68 today, ooh. 63 tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, we only have so many days we can go outside, Canada. You're eating into the number of days we can go outside.
You've seen all the conspiracy theories?
Oh, no. Are there really conspiracy theories?
Well, they're doing controlled burns. There are some helicopters with, you know, buckets under them with big cables, and they're, like, spreading, like, you can see fire dripping out of them. Controlled burn stuff. So, out of context, that could look really bad. But it seems like... Then there's another video I saw of a satellite view with, like, all these fires popped up at once. You know, for the little smoke plumes all popped up at the same time through a time lapse.
Yeah. So, what are they saying? What's the theory?
Generalizations, you know how people get. You get from the tinfoil hatties to the, you know,
come on,
climate changers to the anything, you know.
I'd love to hear conspiracy theories.
Well, there's also government stuff, and they're like, you know, and because there's elections coming up, and they're trying to blame it on, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
I believe it.
Yeah. Well, isn't it weird, like you said yesterday, and we'll take a quick break, but you know how it's like. You never think about your own little world, and then something this prominent that comes in through the atmosphere, the air, right?
It is how
like hundreds and hundreds in Nova Scotia, man. And then to hear, it's like, well, they're smelling the same thing. It's like, well, when something happens in Chicago and it goes from west to east, like, right? Some plume of anything, you know, you're wondering, how much is she getting? But then again, we have Kodaks. We don't have to worry about stuff in the air around ever. It's coming up on 6 on 98.9 of Buzz, Spezzano, and Sandy. And should I do a little thingy like this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Go for it.
Good parent or bad parent?
Comes up next. We've got to kind of move things around so everybody can hear it.
Yeah. Will any of you argue that the French style of parenting is not a philosophy you'll follow?
Is it something with your tongue?
Oh my God, you crack me up. I didn't even think that at all. And that's the first thing you thought about?
French style parenting?
We're talking about parenting.
Is that how you give your kids a bath?
What are you doing with your tongue? Knowing, oh my God. Okay, knowing Scott, he's not going to be on board with this.
Okay.
Knowing you, who listen to this show, chances are the majority of people are going to be applauding this French philosophy of parenting.
Okay, all right. We got that coming up. Whether it's good or bad parenting, or whether it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, is coming up.
Oh my God, singing it at the top of my freaking lungs. I love that song. Okay,
so
next time.
Don't say that. So God, screaming at the top of my lungs.
Well, I wasn't going to really sing for you because I don't want to scare anybody this early in the morning. Okay, next time your kids put up a fight, you just tell them, listen, I am adopting the French parenting philosophy.
Good parent or bad parent?
So deal with that. Okay, French parenting philosophy. I don't think this is new, but this is, I feel like catching on.
French parenting philosophy. Is it gravy on French fries? Is it what?
Okay. No, it's nothing about gravy, nothing about French fries, nothing about your tongue.
But not showering for 3 weeks?
No, nothing. Oh my God, the poor French. This is what we know them to be.
They have stereotypes about us too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They want their kids to feel frustration.
What?
Yeah,
isn't
the French
that their
way.
Entire life?
French parents encourage their children to develop self-control and resilience by allowing them to experience frustration and learn how to navigate it. So they don't have like kids menus at the restaurant. They don't. They just the helicopter form of parenting does not exist apparently in the French parenting style.
Really?
Or the majority of parents in France do not. Helicopter. Yeah. They just throw them in the water and say, learn how to swim, my
Figure it out.
So it's the idea behind it is to teach children how to cope with disappointment, delayed gratification, and develop problem-solving skills.
Interesting.
So they don't immediately intervene.
As a father of a three-year-old, baby girl... Uh-huh. She is so funny because, you know, she's vocal, but she can't find words for her frustration. Mm. And throughout the day, I'll hear her go, she'll growl.
It's a you thing.
She'll
you
growl.
Do that.
She's like, you know, she'll be playing with a toy, trying to figure something out. And she'll be like,
that is so you. Do you realize you do that too, by the way?
I guess I do. Yeah, I guess I do.
You do. Mm-hmm. That's a Spizzano trait right there.
But it's funny that that's how she shows her frustration.
Do you jump in? That's the American way.
When I
hear to take care of our children, to make sure we help them out.
Well, I guess I think I kind of like, I'm not a coddler helicopter-ish kind of person. You pick your battles, but I think right now, when I hear the sound effect that she makes, I'm like, do you need to figure that out? What are you going to do to figure that out? It's like, you okay? Or you need a wipe? I'm like, something. She's in the bathroom. When I hear her when she's in the bathroom, I hear,
out.
Yeah,
but do you set up like when you go out? Do you make sure you prepare everything for? No, you do not adopt the French parenting style. You may do it a little bit, but think of the last time your kids were really completely bored. Never, because we like give them the iPad or the device as a pacifier. Like, okay, we got to go out in public. I'm going to make sure I prepare everything so it's comfortable for you, the kid. I'm going to bring extra snacks at the restaurant so you don't get impatient when the food comes. You don't?
No. Originally, we would have those, you know, those disposable kits where it's not a kit, but it's like foil with a coloring book in it and you rip it open. It's got a couple of crayons.
Yes.
Originally, we'd have some of those.
Okay.
But,
see?
And yes, the Kindle is always there as a standby, but we very rarely have to use
it. Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're a French parent.
I don't realize that, and I don't shower on the weekends, so maybe I do qualify a little bit. Is it good or bad parenting, though?
Good or bad parenting. And I will admit that I tried to make everything very comfortable for them a little too much. And like this whole discussion about sending my 14-year-old to a private school, to Mercy, like, it's not comfortable for her, right? So when I saw this, I'm like, oh my God, somebody is sending me a sign to see this article right in the middle of our discussion about this. And I told her, Lexi, I gotta teach you. I'm going to teach you like a French parent would.
You're going to boarding school. You're going to be breaking some rocks during recess.
He's not going to give you a choice because you, specifically the type of kid that you are, mm-hmm. I feel like this is best for you, and you have to learn how to adapt and navigate. And I am more of an American parent where I will helicopter and make sure everything is comfortable for them.
You'll have a backpack full of toys and goodies and snacks.
Absolutely.
Is there an extra bag when you guys go on vacation? It's just all kids stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want them to feel comfortable because I know I want to feel my comfort. Being comfortable is very important for me. I hate being cold. I hate being too hot. I hate being uncomfortable. So I don't want anyone else to feel uncomfortable.
818-289-9 is the number. Call in, chime in. We've got good or bad parenting. That's your decision. It's here on the button. I hate to be very punny today, especially with the air quality outside, but I think you should just, let them burn. When it comes to your parenting thing.
Good parent or bad parent?
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the French parenting philosophy, which is you want your kids to feel frustrated. You set up situations where they can feel discomfort and frustration so they know how to navigate around it and
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will be the very first to raise my hand and admit that I am total American where I do the complete opposite.
Coddle.
I don't intentionally want to coddle my children, but I know how much I love being comfortable
mm-hmm.
that I feel the mama guilt if I'm not having my kids feel comfortable.
Mm.
And it's a lot harder to do the French parenting style.
Oh, no, it's way easier. Are you kidding me? He's a sophomore, junior, high school. It's the end of the year, like right around this time of year. And their alarm goes off at 6 and they don't wake up. And you go up there and you do all your little tips and tricks to try to get them up and at them and make them happy. Let them sleep through it. Let them burn. Let them skip. I'm not taking you to school.
Oh,
you missed the bus. It's your problem, kid. You can pay for it. I'm not changing my day. I'm not going to take time off work.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say. I was just going to say that. No way. No way would you do. Okay. The minute you were describing that scenario, which is so perfect for right now,
yeah.
So many parents are dealing with that right now. I had butterflies in my stomach when you said, let them sleep. No.
You could be
I get so ticked off at my husband because in the morning, there are times where my little teenager, my 13-year-old, 14-year-old, mm-hmm. is getting herself ready and my husband's still in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me insane that he doesn't get up and make sure that he's with her, helping her get ready.
That's good parenting.
Well, I don't know because I don't think it's easier though, because let's say she misses her alarm clock. She doesn't hear her alarm clock. She doesn't wake up. Your kid doesn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Whose problem is it going to be? You say, oh, figure out a way to get to school, but no way in heck are you going to let your kids stay at home while you're at work. No, you're going to have to rearrange your damn schedule to get them to school on time. And then you look like a terrible parent.
Yeah.
It's
Brian, get up. You're 10 minutes late. Brian. Right? Okay. That's all you need. And then when Brian doesn't get up and Brian misses the bus.
What do you do?
Huh?
You're not going to let Brian stay home. And Brian,
here are the rules. Okay. You're old enough to ... So therefore, every time
right.
you screw up, you're going to pay for it by blank.
You are all talk.
Brian's old enough to stay home, but guess what? I'm taking your.
No, what if Brian isn't?
Huh?
What if it's a middle schooler? 818-2899. Whose side are you on? Is the tough parenting style, the French parenting philosophy, easier or harder? Better or worse for your kids? Because there are times where you can set these rules and you can be this tough parent. And you know what some kids do? You know what some of my friends did who had tough parents? They rebelled and they were so naughty. It was like, that was like their game now. It's like this battle. Who's going to win? them versus their parents.
You got to be like, if you screw up, this is how you pay for it. Not if you could screw up, so what? I just say, let them.
Good parents or bad parents?
Hi, The Buzz. What do you say? Good morning. How's your parenting skills? You do it like that? Do you do it the French way?
The strict way. The strict way. You are, like, I guess the more adult way. Like, I'm not waking my kids up.
Once they hit,
as soon as they hit middle school, you're walking to school, and I'm not waking you up. And if you don't go, you're going to find yourself in a world of pain.
Right.
Okay, like, walking to school, what's the distance? Like, how long of a walk is that?
Okay, I'll say this. There are definitely neighborhoods in the city I wouldn't let my kids walk through.
Okay.
I don't know. If it's within, like, 3 miles, you can walk. You got legs for a reason.
Oh, my God. That's such a dad thing to say. Yeah, you got legs for a reason. What has it ever happened? Has your kid ever had to walk to school?
No. Oh. No, not
because
yet.
Because you got the fear, right? You got that parenting basically there. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, this is not fear. The parenting style is not instill fear in your kids. I don't like that rule by intimidation.
I mean frustration.
Frustration. Yeah.
Listen,
is
they gotta be afraid of at least one of yous.
I like the way you say that.
If they have no fear of the consequences for their actions, they will just act like animals.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that is true.
Thank you. That is the French way. Just let them figure it out. Good morning, Buzz. Who are you?
Guys.
Good. What do you say? We're talking about kids in general. You know, are you the coddler or are you the one who says, you know, hey, you have to find your frustration and figure it out?
Yeah, the French parenting philosophy, which is not brand new, but it's catching on more. Is that
I could tend to be a coddler, but our son is 16 and a half, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's such a good kid. Well, why do you think he's a good kid? Because he hasn't had a choice. Here's the thing. You missed the bus, not saving you. We both are going to work, and unexcused absence, that's on you, dude.
Yeah.
And what happens? Like, okay, we're going to work, and what if he says, well, I can't go to school then, and he stays home?
Well, what is that's the never punishment? Happened because mm-hmm. He knows better.
He
knows better.
He doesn't want to find
He's
out.
Been raised that way. No, he does not want to find out because in our house, I've said this before, but his attitude equals his altitude. So if he does what he needs to do and he keeps his grades up and he does all that, then he gets, you know, not going to say spoiled, but, you know.
He receives he reaps the benefits of getting good grades.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. What if he went to you today and he's like, Mom, air quality's bad. I can't go to school.
I would laugh at him.
Thank you.
He does. If he had an underlying condition, okay.
Okay, I know you.
But he does not. And actually, yesterday, he was like, we had to be inside all day. He's like, that's so ridiculous. He's like, yeah, it's a campfire outside. Let's just have some s'mores or something.
I know. Oh, my God.
A little more
waving
campfire.
Your marshmallow in the air, hoping it catches
this
on
is
fire.
But he was like, yeah, some kids, you know, if they have asthma or an underlying condition, shouldn't be outside.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's always been, if you miss the bus, unexcused absence, that's on you.
Excellent.
And you got to learn to sink or swim.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day,
guys.
You
too. Bye. Is it right here? Hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
Andrew,
what's up, man? Good morning.
I agree. I think tough parenting is the way to go.
Yeah, that's how we refer to it. Is it tough parenting or just making them frustrated and uncomfortable sometimes? Like, I think there's a fine line between being tough and just having them figure it out on their own.
Well, it's kind of hard because I go both ways.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my kids to think that, you know, us being tough on them is going to make their life miserable. Then they go through life thinking, gee, I don't want to do this because I might get yelled at or something like that.
Right.
But you don't want to be also so lenient that they're out there stealing Hyundais and crashing into cars.
Okay, there you go.
See, it's tough to find that line. Yeah.
Thanks, Andrew.
No problem. Have a good one,
you
guys.
You too, man.
The parent is good. 99. The buzz.
Advice? KC and the lack of sunshine, Ben. God, this is really bad this morning. It's 99 of Buzz, like I just said. I'm just like looking outside, just told Sandy, like, it literally looks like you're looking at an old photograph. Like that yellow
sepia.
Sepia.
What is the filter?
Yeah.
Sepia.
Filter that's out there right now. It's just wicked. And there's no forecast. It just says smoky haze, poor air quality, and 68 degrees for the high. How about this? 911 gets over 24 calls yesterday saying, what's going on? There's smoke in the area.
Oh, stop it.
According to the Office of Emergency Communications here in Rochester.
We all know that person who was completely oblivious. Yeah. I walked into a store yesterday, and the people are so nice. I won't call him out. I won't say where I was because I don't want to embarrass him. But he was like, gosh, I was like, I thought my car was on fire yesterday. And I call my dad. He was a young kid. Yeah. I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, I think my car's on fire. And his dad's like, do you watch the news or do you listen to the radio? Like, are you in a bubble? Like, this is like the biggest news story everybody's talking about.
I wish I was that oblivious. I mean, I'm pretty scattered as it is. But my son's like that too. He's completely off the any information grid. He's no social media, doesn't watch TV, doesn't listen to the radio.
Your younger son, right?
Yeah,
your younger son probably has no idea what's going on.
Right.
Call him. Let's see if he knows what's happening.
I just saw Marty Snyder from 13 Wham, our, you know, weather partners, news and weather partners. And there's like, you know how like to do like a map of like how dense the rain is or whatever? They have a smoke density map, like the blob. And we are the highest density, the purple, over us all day today. We're going to get it.
So now I know if you have a vulnerability like asthma and whatever, it's very dangerous for you. But for all of us, they're saying try to keep your windows closed as much as it pains you because, you know, summertime, we want to open up our windows.
Yeah.
There's these tiny little particles that are just the right size to bypass our defense mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So they will get into our lungs and heart and it may cause inflammation. So just be careful.
It's going to be irritating. So there you go. It's coming up on 7 o'clock here now. 98.9 The Buzz. Suzanne and Sandy. We've got tickets to go see Dave coming up.
Jerk.
Dave Matthews.
Or Justified.
If you're oblivious, you don't know who his last name is.
For our oblivious friends.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do it for Jerk or Justified. First juror through. It's something that our friend Lloyd feels like every person should do who's hosting a grad party.
Yes. Yeah,
before the party, you need to do this. And if you don't, he considers you a jerk. But we'll decide a verdict.
We'll put it up here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerk or justified.
I'm from Buffalo, okay?
Yeah.
I drive a Medicaid cab. Uh-huh. I come to Rochester and listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love you.
My neighbor had a graduation party and told no one about it. There was no place to park for a block around my house.
Oh, wait. Are you supposed to warn the neighbors? How far down are you from this neighbor who threw the party? Are you like right next door or how many houses down?
Right next door, but it didn't matter. There was no place you could park for a block.
Oh, no.
You got to listen to this, okay? So one person moved their car, so I was going to go put my car at a diagonal because some of them were parked diagonally, and in comes this little black car. It parks sideways, taking up two parking spaces. I said to him, look, you can park your car diagonally, and I'll have a space to park my car. And he just looked at me and walked away. I said, I guess I'll be towed then.
Oh, did you call a tow truck on him?
No, but here's what happened next. He went and told the neighbor, and she came down and started screaming at me.
Oh. Okay, in this.
First of all, it would have been nice of you to let us know if you were having a graduation party.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
There's so many layers here. There's so many layers to this Jerker Justified.
Oh, no, it gets better.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, keep going.
So, she says, my parents have lived here since 1938, and I pretty much own the neighborhood. And by the way, no one likes you.
Oh, my God.
Wait, just because you live in the neighborhood since day one doesn't mean you own the freaking neighborhood. How, like,
that's so
pretentious
bold.
Is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's bold.
So, what are we putting on trial? Should we clean it up a little bit and just put, do you have to notify the neighbors for not notifying the neighbors?
Let's stay, yeah, let's stay.
Let's just do that. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's stay there.
So, how many houses down does she have to notify? Or does she have to notify every single neighbor that will be impacted by this?
Well, I mean, it would be nice to put a little something in your mailbox or whatever, just to let you know.
Okay. Yeah, at least you know five houses on either side, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good. Let's do it. 818-2899. You're going to vote jerk or justified. 818-2899. First call through, Dave Matthews Band tickets. It's all from The Buzz.
Jerk or justified.
Good morning, The Buzz. What do you say? You got to notify the neighbors if you're having a party? Going to be a lot of people parking?
No.
Oh. Not even your next door neighbor.
Nope, I'm going to mind my own business.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay. Even though you're going to impact their parking and they're going to have a hell of a time getting in the neighborhood, you don't care.
Nope, I don't.
Because they'll do it to you, right?
Well, I'm thinking this. If you warn the neighbors, this is what I'm thinking, that maybe it's justified too. Because if you warn the neighbors, you're giving an opportunity for one of the neighbors to have a problem with it. And then what are you going to do? You're not going to cancel the party.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
So
I agree.
It is totally justified to not say a thing.
I say it's justified.
Gotcha. Thank you. Oh,
you're welcome.
By the way, what's your first name?
My name is Erica.
Erica, did you know that you are now the proud owner of a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews Band next week at Derry Lake? Yahweh! Going to see Dave! Yay!
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, June 14th.
I'm so excited!
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
The courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com. I have to say that. And you are set. Can you hold the line? I'll hook you up.
Absolutely.
Okay, stand by. I don't want to lose you. There we go.
Thank you for being the lead jerk.
I know, that's cool. Hi, to Buzz. Good morning. And jerk or justified not say anything to the neighbors when you got a big party coming over?
I think it's definitely jerk. If they knew a lot of people were coming and going to take up the street, I think it's jerk.
So you have to say something. You got to let them all know.
Like you said, at least a little note.
Now, how many people in the neighborhood do you have to make aware? Is it just the next door neighbors, or do you got to go all the way down the street?
I'd say at least 3 to 4 houses down on each side.
On either side, yeah. Just so you imagine, you know, you can estimate how many people are going to show up, how many cars.
And like we just brought it up.
Well, I mean, they definitely sent invites. So
okay, and like
they definitely knew.
Like we just brought it up on the air, what if one of those neighbors has a problem with it? Now what do you do?
You can't tell guests not to come, so.
Tough noogies.
You're like, okay, well, sorry.
Tough noogies, doing it anyways.
Trying to be respectful.
At least they're notified, though.
There you go. Okay. So you think it's a jerk if you don't say anything?
Okay.
Yeah, definitely jerk.
Okay, you got one of each. I think it's, what do you think? I'm going to put mine in. I think it's going to be, if you know, okay, yeah. I think you need to say something.
Well, what did you do? Because Anthony had the party at your house,
right? And we're kind of at the end of a street in a circle, so everybody on either side of us knew and across the street. And they're all invited, so I kind of let them all know.
So you say it's a jerk if you don't.
Yeah, I think it's a jerk if you don't.
Okay, I kind of feel like, I kind of feel like once you're telling the neighbors, it's pretty much now you're creating that awkwardness of why wasn't I invited?
That too. So
I may say justified.
To not say anything? Okay.
I might, because it's just opening up the Pandora's box of the opportunity for awkwardness and complaining even more so.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Hey.
Hey.
It's a jerk move.
you.
Come on.
Communication means we all get along.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Face-to-face communication? Face-to-face communication or just a little letter in the mailbox?
I don't know. I mean, I talk to my neighbors. I let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know? You just sound nice.
Well, you gotta be nice, right?
Sandy, on the other hand, doesn't sound so nice.
Well, that's nice. I'm that reclusive neighbor. I'm just like, I pull in, close the garage door, done.
All right, we'll take your jerk.
I should
Thank
be
you.
More like you.
All right.
Bye. The verdict is jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz. Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Okay, we are ready for Jill Schlesinger as we travel down to New York City or at least close to there. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Hello.
Are you in the city today, or are you at the other place?
I am in the city, and by the way, there was that weird haze last night, which was crazy. Crazy, man.
It is surreal here in the Rochester area.
Yeah.
You know, the weather guys always show the map and stuff, and they have this blob that the center of it is like dark purple, and it's coming right over Rochester, New York right now. So we're going to get the worst of it today, at least. Yeah. So
wow, it's so nutty. Anyway, we digress into weather and all that.
I know.
But anyway, how are you guys doing otherwise?
Good.
Doing good?
Good. You know, I mean, I can't believe that the year is half over, and we're like, oh, God, what the hell is going on?
I know. But, you know, it's now that it's sort of like this fun part of the calendar, which is like, okay, parents, you're so psyched. Like, your kids are basically going to be out of your hair for a while.
Yeah,
it's
right.
So great. Come on, right? And that's good. And I've been thinking about this a lot because, you know, I have a lot of friends. I don't know about Sandy, about your kids, but I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, my kid's going to a program, you know, at Syracuse, or like, it's going to help their college applications. And I don't know, like, I think it's great to have a summer job. I really do. I think people are missing the boat. I really do.
Yeah.
There are so many things that your kids are going to learn about themselves and about what's going on in their financial lives by having a summer job, even if it's a lousy one.
Mm.
And I don't know, what would you guys have? What were your, like, summer jobs? What did you have?
Oh,
it's funny that you bring this up because this has been a reoccurring debate on the show. Like, at what age do you start? Like, my parents coddled me where 18 was my first job.
Yikes.
And I loved the fact that I got to just be a kid until I was 18. Then my parents are like, okay, it's time. So when my daughter yesterday, she's 14, she just turned 14. And she goes, Ma, I got my working papers from the school.
Nice.
I'm like, you got your working at 14,
oh,
kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got, like,
that's like the big thing now. When my kids turn that age, you're like, oh, you're going to work. It's like, yeah, you
14?
Gotta go work. Oh, God,
already?
Yes. Scotty went to work at the pizzeria, and Anthony worked at a little Bayside restaurant, just bussing tables and stuff. Yeah,
I personally think it's great for them. I think that learning about how to interact with human beings, especially for this, I think just think about how these kids are, you know, cloistered in front of screens most of their early lives.
Yeah.
And also, how about the idea that, like, you're getting paid to do something? If you want to think about, like, why personal finance matters, it is about these moments where you can say to the kids, okay, let's look at your pay stub. And I remember, this is the God's honest truth. I remember getting my first pay stub. I believe I was a camp counselor at the municipal day camp, right?
Okay.
And I said to my dad, who's this FICA?
Who's FICA?
I think everyone had that conversation.
What is happening? Like, who is this person? And my dad, like, actually was, it was a definitely like one of those weird teachable moments where my dad's like, oh, this is a good time for me to explain to you how taxes work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those roads, and that's one set of taxes. But then we have taxes that actually, like, pay for your grandparents' Social Security and their health insurance called Medicare. Like, it was wild. I literally was like, I don't understand. Why am I paying these persons?
Right. Why does other people get my money, too?
So I think it's a great, like, okay, and then also, there are a lot of kids, I understand, who are doing gig work, like a lot of DoorDash in the city. It's funny because they can, like, get on a scooter and do DoorDash for people, right? And so you can be 15 years old on a scooter and just, you know, zoom around the city. And that's also a great opportunity to explain, like, hey, you know what? When you get paid from DoorDash, they're not withholding taxes. You have to withhold taxes. If you've got a side hustle or your own business, you actually have to pay your own tax bill. And here's how you do it. And I also think, I don't know how old your kids were when you started bank accounts, if there are joint accounts. If they don't have an account, opening up a custodial bank account, explaining how banks work, explaining how interest works, I think it's awesome. I really do. And I think these are the moments where you can start to instill habits. You can say to the kids, okay, well, you know, you got paid $100 this week. We're taking 10% of that, and it's going to go into the savings account. And the rest, you know what, you can do whatever you want with, but, like, we're going to make sure that you have 10% that goes into savings. What a great lesson to learn, right?
Yeah. And a great pattern to develop, too, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
What's the cutoff then between, okay, it's summer, kids out of school, go to summer camp, you know, to go for a couple weeks, or work? What's that age cutoff?
I think it starts like at 15, 16, especially in your area where, I mean, I think that when you're starting to drive, I think a lot of the kids are now sort of like, well, I, you know, I want to be able to be independent or whatever. But I think that usually it's, the, I mean, I, maybe I'm old fashioned. I sort of think the summer after sophomore year is like a good time to of high school. That's a good time to start. But, you know, listen, I worked my whole life. I like, forget about it. Raked leaves, shoveled snow, did air, you know, did stuff like that because I didn't get an allowance.
So when my parents were like,
you know, if you want anything that's extra that we deem as quote unquote extra, then you better work for it. So that's what I did. And, you know, of course, I was cashing off the books. I hope no one from the IRS. But,
Look where it got you. It got you to be a national expert on finance, on the stock market. It's on the stock exchange and books and all this. Look how
well babysitting how was. Yeah. I mean, I did babysitting under the table.
Yeah, exactly. But babysitting was a big number. I mean, you can get a lot of money for babysitting. And just think about all these people who are complaining about, I don't have child care. I mean, there's a lot to be said. I had a lot of friends who, when they were in college, did something very different. They were like traveling nannies for rich people.
Oh, wow.
This was an awesome gig. It's like, you're going to the south of France. I mean, you're going to have to work 18 hours a day, but you're going to visit. But it was an interesting way for a lot of people to like get hustle and get a little bit of extra money. Anyway, I love a job. And by the way, for the older ones, like the ones who are, let's say your college age kids who are working, you know, some of them have internships. I get it. You're trying to kind of build your resume to some extent. But I still think that you can, like, this is a time where if you're an older kid, maybe you open a retirement account, a Roth IRA. A lot of parents have told me the way they get their kids to contribute, their like 20-something kids to contribute, is they have a little matching component. So Sandy would be like, as if you said to your daughter, like, you're making this much money. If you put 10% into your Roth IRA, dad and I will match up to, you know, a certain amount. We'll put 3% in or whatever it is that you want to put in. And you can put in some money for them. It's just great, right? It's like a little incentive for them to make sure that they start that habit of saving early.
I'm loving this. Okay. All this great advice. Okay. What's the latest on JillOnMoney.com? Anything fun?
Well, there's this fabulous article about this. I just put something up that I'm intrigued, and we'll see if how people really react to it. But we did a webinar, and so this weekend I think it was up. But we are doing, we did a webinar, I'm sorry, a something behind the paywall, an interview with a guy named Mike Quincy. He is the automotive writer for Consumer Reports, and he schooled us in buying a car now.
Really?
It was hysterical. And also, he's sort of like, I'm always saying to him, I hate, he loves cars. He loves driving. He's Mr. Road Trip.
Right.
I hate driving. I can't stand it. And all I want is there to be self-driving cars. And he told me, quote unquote, told me, not in your lifetime will there be a self-driving car.
Really? So I was,
yeah.
That's
so
fascinating.
That's going to go up this weekend. And yeah, we got a lot going on. And it's been awesome having this brand new webinars, part of the site. And, you know, we're having a new guy come on at the end of the month. He's got a very hard name to pronounce, so I like to say it. His name is Dave Stachowiak.
Oh.
And he's got this podcast called Coaching for Leaders. Sandy, you'd love this dude. He basically helps people thrive at work, whether they're the boss, the worker, the underling. He is so good at, like, basically helping people navigate workplace issues, and I really like him. He's been very helpful for me.
That's awesome. Go check out JillOnMoney.com. You can find all kinds of stuff, from webinars to your podcasts, your great blogs, and of course all the great books that you've written. And you might even be able to see a picture of her dogs. I'm not quite sure if they're up there still. Are they up there?
You got puppies? They're up there.
Okay,
don't
good.
Worry.
Look for puppies. Look for puppies. JillOnMoney.com. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes out. We really appreciate you. Rochester loves you.
Love you right back, and get those kids to work.
Got it. Sunday 9 to Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, good morning. You know, it's weird, you know, like when things happen, like when you buy a car, you think you're the only one with it, right? And then you see everybody's got the same car.
Yes.
Okay, Sunday 9 to Buzz. No, I'm doing the same thing with, like, when I played Red Skies at Night by The Fix at the top of the hour to go along with the weather. I'm finding all these great songs that have, like, the smoking theme. Remember this one by Boston? Smoke it! 99 to Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. How about this one?
Woo! Oh, this is the winner. Yeah.
A smoking on the bus.
Smoking in the boys' room. Canadian wood style. Smoking in the boys'
room. Great cologne you're wearing.
Yes, Canadian campfire a la pine is my scent of the day today. How about this one?
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Something here inside cannot be denied.
Smoke it in my good morning, The Buzz. You got a suggestion?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, what?
We're Smoke on the Water.
Oh, how did you get to think of Smoke on the Water, Scott?
Oh, wait, Smoke on. See, I got it.
I think every kid could play that, right? Isn't it the first song they learn on instrument?
Didn't your dad teach your daughter that or something
yes,
like that?
That was the music teacher, the professional music teacher. My dad taught my daughter The Godfather was his first song.
Oh, like a mandolin. Oh, hey! There it is! You're killing me, dude.
Oh.
I love it. It's a good... Oh, man. Yes. We are... So you dealing with it? Where are you right now? Where are you?
I am in Phelps.
In this Phelps. How's it looking?
Oh, it looks... the person described it beautifully this morning. It looks like a Stephen King novel outside.
Oh, that's
great. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's right. It does.
Perfect description.
Or maybe an opening scene of, like, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, man. Take it easy.
Hey, man. We'll see you.
All right. Goodbye.
Makes you want to just cozy up to a stuffed animal, doesn't it, Scotty?
Oh, you did not. You did not just do that to me.
I totally didn't tease you about this.
You know, sometimes I just shouldn't even talk about my personal life with you.
Okay, Scotty had a good night's sleep last night.
I did.
Thanks to Clifford.
Clifford the big red dog.
To tell this on the air.
Hold on. Okay, we'll come back at 8:05. Come on. Woo! 99 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Right?
I have never heard that song in my life.
Oh, what year was that? Are you kidding me?
I have no idea. You were having the best time of your life.
That like just, oh my God, I'm sweating.
Yeah, he was having a blast. What the heck era was that from?
It's Sanford Townsend Band. Stall, I'll look it up. But that was like
anyone
a one-hit wonder.
Having as much fun with that song as Scotty was.
Come on.
I mean, we're doing smoke theme, fire theme. Earth, Wind, and Fire would be good. Your whole Smoke on the Water, that was a great suggestion.
Smoke, okay, yeah.
Smoking in the...
1977, way before you were born. Yeah.
Not. I mean, 75, I was two.
Okay, was well, two. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that one, sorry. But oh, my God. It was great.
The tune right there. Nate. 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano Sandy. Good morning.
Your old friends were having a blast with that one.
Well, that's a good song. I mean, people that are old, your age know that song.
Anyway, no.
818-2899. And okay. Good morning. Welcome to the show, 804. We got, instead of a forecast, this is official from the 13WM weather. Says, smoky haze, poor air quality, 68.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. Everybody, be careful.
Wicked.
And again, if you feel nervous or scared about all of this, because the weather looks a little eerie, just rush up to a stuffed animal, grab it, and sleep with it. I think there's a name for what you did last night.
A name for it?
Isn't there? What's the...
What do you mean, a name for
it? What do they call adults who snuggle stuffed animals?
Okay, I slept with my daughter's Clifford the Big Red Dog. I ended up grabbing him. Just because he was in the area, and I sleep on my side, and I slept with a stuffed animal last night, okay? I woke up this morning, Clifford's ears on my face. I'm like, oh, hello.
It was so cute. Scott walks in today, he goes, I had the best sleep. I slept with Clifford, and he was comfortable.
I'm sorry, it just happened. I mean, with a three-year-old, and it's like, and there's stuff all around, I sleep on my side, so I need something to kind of prop me, and I like to have something on my back, but I didn't have that, so Clifford was on the bed, so I just grabbed him and kind of wedged him around my chest, and not even thinking about it. Then I woke up this morning like, I am holding a stuffed animal.
Which is completely normal.
I actually did some research this morning after I talked to you. Out of yougov.ucom or something like that. It says, as an adult, have you ever regularly slept with a stuffed animal?
And Scott said, yes.
Well,
okay.
I'm looking into gender. Click on gender. Male, 22% regularly.
Sleep with...
Regularly.
Really?
25% female regularly.
Okay.
Have slept with a stuffed animal.
Are you going to start sleeping with Clifford? You said you had a great night's sleep. Clifford part of the...
I don't know. Usually there's an extra little pillow or something, but last night it was...
Do you always have to hug? You always have to hug something, huh?
Because I'm a side sleeper, so my arm falls asleep if I'm not hugging behind a pillow or around
my gosh.
Teddy bear.
I can't wait for the next holiday. Father's Day is coming up. I'm going to give
do
you
not
so many
know,
stuffed animals.
I do not. We have... thousands
so
of them that like no
animals.
No there are more stuffed animals than days in the year.
What shape different... is most comfortable? Is it like the dog shape, or would you rather have like a dolly?
Anybody
like
out
a
there?
Little doll?
Is there any other guy out there man enough to admit that they've slept with a stuffed animal?
Like, no grown adult is gonna call up, even though you just said a quarter of people do.
Yeah.
No grown adult is gonna call up and admit to you.
I love the not sure category. I'm not sure.
There's what? A not sure category.
Yeah, there's a not sure category. Like, what are you talking about? All right. Anyway, it's 818-2899.
I'm going to buy you a baby wedge. You know those baby wedges? You know when babies would like sleep in their crib to keep them from rolling over? There's like that. Maybe that's what you need.
Oh, are you kidding me? The pregnancy pillow, that long tube?
Oh, yeah.
That I got for my pillow. Wife when she was pregnant. I used that more than she did. She's a back sleeper. I'm like, I have to sleep on my side.
Something. Oh, Clifford. Yeah,
figuring she won't touch me.
Poor Clifford's traumatized. I don't even know what you did with him.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Wind.
And the flames went higher.
God.
And it burns, burns.
I don't know about where you are right now.
The ring of fire.
It is so, it's smoky in the building. I mean, it's like, we must have really bad, like... weather ceiling in this. We're in an old factory downtown in the High Falls, and Man, I mean, you just go in a back hall where the restrooms are. It's just like
that. You can see the haze.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Morning, Buzz. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. What's up?
So this seems like low-hanging fruit, but surely you guys are going to play We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah. How come you play this
it's
song
It's true.
Yet?
We didn't. Right? It's so funny. Are you dealing with it right now? Are you okay?
I'm feeling okay. I'm in a fortunate position, but yeah, I'm contemplating. It gets me out of my long run.
Okay, deal.
The next couple of days.
That's right. Yeah, just stay safe. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to start too. Working thanks, out guys. And running, but now I can't.
I'm not
thanks,
put it
Canada.
Off. Yeah, thanks. thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye. Okay, bye. I forgot about this one.
Rosenberg, H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I.
Canada did. I thought they were really nice people for once. Does everybody have a friend who can recite this entire song, like when they're drunk? I have a friend of mine up at the lake at the camper. We put it on.
Really? A friend? Yeah. Or is it you?
Oh, no, I do not. I cannot do this.
You can't?
No, no.
I totally thought you could.
No, every so often I'll chime in like, I think Chris is on the line. Is this Chris? Good morning, the boys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Get out here in Swain. It's pretty hazy.
Oh, yeah. You're down in Swain, down south. Is it? Down in the hills? Is,
yeah.
Is it hanging out in the valley there?
Yeah, it looks like a horror movie out here.
Yeah, it's
last night it was so bad I had to use my inhalers.
Oh dear, really? You have some asthma?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is affecting people that are, you know, have some respiratory or heart or children, young kids. Like our little one has been coughing the last 2 days. She does not have, I don't think we've ever seen signs of, you know, asthma or anything.
Well, they say, so I guess it impacts kids because they breathe in more air.
I guess, I don't know.
They do?
That's what
they breathe
said.
In more air?
I guess so.
Okay.
They're,
thanks, Chris.
You know that the kids are heavy breathers. They're always like...
mouth breathers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we're not quite sure if this is coordinated with the smoke that's in the area, or if she just, like, picked up some gnarly little thing at daycare, you know, that kind of thing. So we're... Actually, my wife is taking her to the pediatrician today just to
be sure.
Well,
everybody close your windows, they say. Whether you have respiratory issues or not, whether you know of them, just they say keep your windows closed, your doors closed, try to stay inside.
And there, in your car, there's a recycle, you know, that little arrow that goes around when you do your air conditioning or coming in from the outside. Mm-hmm. You can use the recycled air. And even if you have a recycled air function on an air conditioner, which you may not need today because what is it, like 60? But anyway, they're okay. It's 8:22 on the Buzz. It's Fasano and Sandy. Are you Mr. Fix-It or your husband Mr. Fix-It? That is the question.
You know, it's so funny because yesterday you were complaining about your chores and how it's 60-40 and you're delegating chores to your wife.
Trying to do the
60-40. Pull her weight, yeah.
Yeah.
So then yesterday I was like, oh my gosh, I asked my husband to do something and he's too freaking chicken to do it. And I don't want to pay someone to do it because it's the simplest little task, but he's too scared.
Well, if it's the simplest little task, why don't you do it?
Well, because my life is more valuable here. Children need their mothers.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. Hey, chores around the household. 60-40, right? That's how he keeps our relationships good. Everybody does 60%.
You were all about the 60-40. I wish James never has said anything to you. Okay, so here's the thing. What? I am so freaking annoyed with my husband because he's a damn baby. He's so stinking chicken.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a chore around the house that I need him to do. I need him to fix something.
Okay.
And it's the simplest, easiest task ever. And he's too scared to freaking do it.
What is it? Deal with electricity then, right?
No, it's not electricity. It's so easy. So our neighbor told us that our gutter, and yes, if it wasn't for the neighbor, I probably would not have realized. But our gutter on the side of the house, the very top of the house, just popped out of place.
Oh, is it on the ground?
No. It's like, it's not the downspout. It's the gutter.
Right.
And it's not on the ground, just one corner of it just kind of
is drooping or something?
It's pushed away from the house. Ooh. It's just the screw popped out or whatever. Whatever. I don't know. Anyhow, so it's all you have to do is you get another nail, screw, whatever it is, gutter, for the gutter specifically made. You put it in the sleeve. It comes with like a little sleeve. Put the nail through it. Drill it into the wood of the roof, and we're fine here. It's like a 2-second jobber.
You said this between songs. So you're like, well, you take the nail and you screw the nail in, and I'm like, you don't screw nails in. You just said it
again. Oh, screw nail. Because I don't know if it's a screw or if it's a nail.
It's a spike, Sandra. It's about
no, it's
six,
not a spike.
It's not a spike that goes in?
I don't know what the hell it is. I'm not a roofer. I'm not a gutterer. Anyhow, it's a simple fix is what I'm trying to say.
And you want your husband to fix it.
I know you're shaking your head if you do this for a living. You're probably shaking your head at me. Yes, fine. Yeah. I know how easy it is. It's the hard part is just getting up there.
So
I asked my husband. I'm like, okay, Dad has a ladder. My brother-in-law has a ladder tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
Get up there and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm not getting up there. You get up there.
Oh, yeah.
But my life is slightly more valuable than yours. The children need a mother.
See, the willingness to do the 60-40 is never reciprocal.
I am not going to pay somebody to just pop it back into place. It's 2 seconds. Just climb your little butt up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch you if you fall. No, right
He will crush you and disable you if he falls. So you are not more important.
I'll lay out the mattress. I mean, you're fine. People do it all the time, every day. Just climb your ass up there and just pop it back into place. Isn't that his role?
The time that we've been talking about this, you could have gotten up there, done it. You could do it between songs. You can get up there, plop, bang, whack. Have a nice day.
I'm not getting up there. No way.
So it's probably above the second story, which is almost, 25 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So anybody, if you don't have a fear of heights, I'll pay you to go up there.
I thought you said you don't want to pay anybody.
Well, I'll pay $100. You know how contractors.
I'll be right there.
Will you do it?
$100? Sure.
I'll pay you $100.
You will not.
I absolutely will. Yeah, because I don't want to. I don't know which contractors to trust. Will they show up? Then they'll probably charge me way more than it needs to be. How bad would that be if my husband says, no, I'm too scared of heights. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. And you are the one that saves the day? Would that totally mess with his head or what?
Yeah, he'd hate me for the rest of my life. And I have to work alongside him. Let's
will
just
you
put
do
it, that
it
way.
Please? Are you afraid of heights?
150?
No!
Suzanne Sandy, hey? Had to cancel a outdoor play date at a park today because of the smoky weather here today. Ellie's little play date was canceled. Good night.
The kids in school, even yesterday, they weren't able to go outside at all.
Yeah, I haven't heard any school, adjustments for after school activities, but I would imagine it seems a little worse today than it was yesterday, so expect that. I know the midday bash thing or whatever, Parcel 5 downtown, where they have food trucks and music, that's off the table for today,
Today was supposed to be was it the first day of it was today, right?
Yes.
They're going to do that every once in a while in the summer, every other month or something like that.
Yeah,
every other
yeah.
week or something.
So that's that. So, we're just all kind of like hunkering down, let it pass. This too shall pass, hopefully.
Tomorrow, the Buzz Business Pitch Tank. This is so cool. If you ever want to come on the air with us, 818-2899, let me know, or Sandy at rochesterbuzz.com. 19-year-old Colin is going to jump on the air with us and talk to our business advisor, Brandon T. Adams. Mm-hmm. He went to OCC.
Was it Onondaga?
Yes.
Okay.
This year, planning to go to Cortland next year.
Okay.
But he's not sure what he wants to do. He's not sure if he wants to just jump right into the work field.
Mm. should have your daughter talk to her. She does that. She does that podcast, right? Decision Day.
Oh yeah,
about going to college or not.
I know. He said he's not sure what he wants to do. He likes videography kind of stuff, photography. And I know there's a lot of photographers in Rochester.
Mm.
You can make some good money doing that, but he doesn't know how to get it all started. So he'll be on with Brandon tomorrow.
Business advice tomorrow, a little after 8:30 right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Guess what I got? A commercial-free 98. Going to start right now.
Download the free Audacy app from your phone's app store. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Then just listen to 98.9 The Buzz on your Audacy app. The longer you listen, the more entries you get to win exciting prizes.
This week, log in and listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Grappa at College Town, where lunch just got an upgrade. Remember, the longer you listen to The Buzz on the Audacy app, the more chances you automatically get to win.
A new way for you to win exciting prizes from 98.9 The Buzz.